And can you tell us one more thing about burns? Like, is there something about burns that you think most people don't know, but you could tell us about?
That mostly the speed limit is 55.
That voice you just heard belongs to Cecil. When we talked to Cecil a few months ago, he was wrapping up second grade at Slater Elementary School in Burns, Oregon. On every episode of this show, The Detour, we try to share voices and perspectives that get us thinking about lives different from our own, and that help us think fresh about our own lives, too. As part of this effort, we regularly try to share the perspectives and voices of young people. And we ask them the same kinds of questions we also discuss with older folks. Questions about community and justice, identity and belonging, and about what it's like to live in community together. The young people you hear from in this episode, and a few slightly older people who work with them, live in Harney County in southeastern Oregon and Josephine County in southwestern Oregon, and they spend a lot of their time at Slater Elementary School and Highland Elementary School. They talked with us about how their schools, their towns, the state of Oregon, and the United States shape who they are. And they talked about other places, too, other countries, other states, other towns, and other schools that have contributed to who they are becoming and how they understand themselves. That's what we're hoping this episode most helps us think about, how we become who we are, and more specifically, how the different places and communities we're part of contribute to this becoming. Throughout the episode, you'll hear two people asking questions. Rafael Otto from the Children's Institute and me, Adam Davis, from Oregon Humanities. At Slater and at Highland, Rafael and I set up our recording equipment in a small room that held a small table and small chairs. And as we talked to the kids and adults we talked to, we heard the sounds of school all around us. Bells ringing, announcements getting announced, doors closing and opening, and people moving through the halls from class to class. We felt lucky to join these places, even if only briefly, and we loved hearing all these young and youngish people think about who they are and how their places are part of them. Maybe throughout this episode, you too will think about this. Maybe after listening, you'll talk with some people you know about how your various places and communities are a part of you. We start today's episode with the folks from Slater Elementary School in Burns. Here's Cecil from second grade. Can we start? Would you say your name and what grade and school you're in?
I'm in second grade. I'm in Slater School.
And can you remind us of your name?
Cecil.
Cecil, second grade, Slater School. Thanks for talking with us. How's second grade going for you?
Good.
Do you remember, did you guys say the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
Yeah.
What do you think about when you're saying that?
Mm-hmm. Mostly the Army.
The Army. Yeah. What do you think about when you think about the Army?
My grandpa.
He served in the Army or he's still in the Army?
He used to be in the Army until he died.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. And you know that because your parents talk about him? Yeah. Well, I'm glad your grandfather served in the Army. Will you tell me a little bit about Burns? I'm not from Burns. Can you tell me what it's like to live in Burns?
It's pretty quiet in Burns. And sometimes it's loud.
Mm-hmm. Like when the bell rings in school? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we just talked about Burns for a minute. What about Oregon? Do you think about, like, what is Oregon like for someone who doesn't know Oregon? How do you understand Oregon?
Oregon is technically Burns.
Oregon is technically Burns?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Do you think there's any differences between Oregon and Burns, or are they basically the same thing?
They're basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What about the United States?
It's a little different.
How is it different?
Because it's way quieter.
Which one?
the United States.
It's quieter than Burns.
Mm-hmm.
Quieter than Oregon.
Are there some other things about yourself that you could tell us to help us understand who you are?
That my brother likes to light it on and I don't.
What, like going to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
He likes the light on and you don't? What else? You don't like it?
How do you guys work that out? How do you decide whether the light stays on or not?
I tell him to use his night light.
That seems like... And is he older than you or younger than you?
Younger.
And can you tell us one more thing about Burns? Like, is there something about Burns that you think most people don't know but you could tell us about?
That mostly the speed limit is 55.
Here's Camden from fourth grade. For starters, can you tell us your name, what grade you're in, and the school?
Okay. My name is Camden. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm Slater Elementary.
Is Slater a big part of who you are?
Kinda.
How?
I don't know. It makes me smarter.
All right. Any other ways?
I can meet friends here.
And your friends are part of who you are?
Kinda.
For someone who doesn't know you, who are you? Like, how do we understand who you are?
Well, I am a cool kid.
I wish people could see that smile and face you're making right now when after you said that.
What does it mean to be a cool kid? I gotta ask.
Let's see. I can do a lot of stuff. Good? I don't know. I really like running. So, like, there's a running club here, and I always like to do it.
In sports, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Football?
Yeah.
What do you like about football?
Yeah, like tackling, and then I kind of just like the, you get to kind of, I really want to be quarterback and, like, throw the ball.
Yeah.
Also, I really want to be wide receiver.
But you've had a chance to score some touchdowns running the ball, too, right?
Yeah.
I bet that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like to get in the end zone?
I don't know. You just helped your team.
Have you lived your whole life in Burns?
No. I was born in John Day, and I lived in John Day until kindergarten. I went here.
Do you think Burns is a part of who you are?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I do. I did. When I started wrestling, I was here. So wrestling and, yeah, I had a lot of stuff here. Also, I met more friends here.
Okay.
Kind of part of it.
So John Day, Burns, you ever think about, like, the state of Oregon?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you feel like you are an Oregonian?
Yeah, I guess.
How so? What makes you an Oregonian?
Well, I was born in Oregon.
Anything else?
I don't know. Not really.
How about an American? Are you an American?
Yeah, I guess.
And what does that mean to you?
I was born in America.
Can you tell us your name and what grade you're in?
Mikkel Wilson. I'm in fourth grade.
Have you lived in Burns your whole life?
Not really.
Where else have you lived?
Well, me and my brother went to Washington to get born.
Okay. Do you think Burns is a part of who you are, a big part of who you are?
I don't really like it because the one bullies were all in the school.
I hear you.
Here at Burns?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you like to do when you're not at school?
Take naps.
Naps are just fantastic. Naps, I love naps. Good.
What did you guys do at the refuge on your field trip today? What did you look at? What did you do?
Learn about birds.
Did you see a bunch of birds?
Yes.
Do you know any of the names of the kinds of the birds you saw?
Turkey vulture.
Hey, do you ever think about, like, the country we live in? The United States?
Sometimes not.
When you do, what do you think about?
I think about the American flag.
What does that flag look like?
Red and white stripes and a blue rectangle and 50 stars.
What does it mean to you?
If those 50 stars, those 50 states. But we don't want to drop it on the ground.
How did you learn that?
From my brother.
Why not? Why not drop it on the ground?
Because then it's disrespecting the flag.
And how does the flag, does it make you feel a certain way? Do you feel something when you think about the flag or you look at the flag?
Yeah.
What do you feel?
It makes me happy.
Maybe last question. Do you know any jokes? You got a joke in your head you could share with Raphael and me?
I need a joke right now. You got something?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow. Moo!
Oh.
He gotcha, Adam.
I should know that cow by now, but I forgot about that cow.
Here's Penelope from fifth grade.
So for starters, even though this is too simple a question, can you tell us your name, what grade you're in, and what school you're at?
I'm Penelope. I'm in fifth grade, and this is Slater Elementary.
And would you say Slater is like a part of who you are?
Yeah, I've been going to the school for a long time, my whole life, about 6 years.
Okay. How does it make you who you are?
It has a really great community. Like PE, it teaches you how to get along with others and work in teams. And in STEM, it teaches you like different parts of your brains. And like we just played chess today. And yeah, and we had like a tournament and that was fun. And it just helps you be an overall good person.
And are you in Burns or Hines where you live?
Burns.
Burns. Is Burns a part of who you are?
Yeah, I'd say so, because all our softball fields are there, and I like to play softball and do sports like that, so the softball fields are down there, and I love to do that and things like that, yeah.
What position you play?
I play pitcher.
Pitcher.
Or first base, if I'm not doing pitcher.
All right, and where do you bat in the lineup usually?
Bat? I'm like third or fourth.
Okay, so you're bringing the runs home. Great. What about Oregon? Do you feel like you're Oregonian?
Yeah.
So you laughed a little. Why do you laugh a little at that one?
Because Oregonian, that's just like a weird term.
what's weird about it?
I don't know. It's just like an Oregonian, like just yeah. Weird. Yeah.
It's kind of a funny sounding word, yeah. Isn't it? But what does it mean to you to be from Oregon?
I feel like Oregon people are very outdoorsy. Like they love nature. They love to go camping. They love like swimming, all that stuff.
And I'm going to push one level further. So we were like Slater, Burns, Oregon, United States.
United States, okay.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're American in some way?
Yes.
How so? What does it mean that you're American?
That I'm American. I don't know how to answer this. About that I'm, okay, so I do, I guess just like our culture and like our food, and my mom's white and then my dad is Mexican. He's 50%, and my mom is 100% white. So, yeah, so on her side, we do like to do, we do things American, Christmas, all that. We don't really do any other holidays. We just are American, yeah.
What's the food like in your house? Is it a mix of both your dad's and your mom's cultures? How's the food show up?
So my mom, she usually cooks American food. Yeah, she doesn't really, she likes to pretend that she's Mexican. Yeah, so she'll be like, she'll try to say some Spanish and stuff and be like, I should be more fluent in Spanish. But then my grandma, she comes over every day after school, well, usually every day, and she makes us something. And she usually makes us like steak tacos, a bunch of traditional Mexican food.
Among your classmates or your friends, are there a lot of people that are from a few different cultures and a few places, or are most people from just one culture and place? Do you have a sense of that?
I'd say, yeah, there are a bunch of different people from a bunch of different cultures. We have a lot of Native Americans here. We have a reservation here, too. And, yeah, there's a lot of people from all over.
And are you able to kind of share those cultures and identities, talk about that, you know, share similarities and differences together? Does it feel like you can do that as a community?
So. Yeah.
And what might that look like?
Well, we have a bunch of, like, events here. We have, like, what's it called? We have, like, a bunch of, like, gatherings and stuff, and we have a bunch of, like, little, like, not parties, but, like, get-togethers and stuff. And then, like, there's a bunch of things, like, and then people can go sell stuff from their culture, and they, yeah, usually do that.
So if I'm talking to a friend of yours, and I say, tell me about Penelope, what do you think they would tell me?
I don't know.
Like, a couple things. I mean, they might say, you know, one or two things.
They might say that I'm athletic, and I talk a lot.
Okay. Would you agree with that? Are they right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you start by telling us your name and what grade in school?
My name is Sawyer Gailey, and I'm in fifth grade. I go to Slater Elementary.
So you know how we were asking a little bit about, like, Hines and Burns and Slater? What about Oregon? Do you think Oregon is a part of who you are?
Yeah.
How so?
Most of the time when I do sports, when we travel, most of the time it's in, like, Oregon, John Day, Baker, Salem, places like that.
And even though those are different places, do they feel like there's something Oregon about all of them?
Yeah.
Can you say what that thing is? Like, what is it that makes them all Oregon, aside from the fact that they're in the state? Anything else?
Mainly, like, the people, like, where I used to live, most of the time we would act different. Hmm. Bit different.
Where do you used to live?
Before we moved here, we lived in Texas.
What part of Texas?
Around the southwest area.
So what felt different about Texas than Oregon to you?
In Texas, it's a bit more hotter. We don't get as much snow. It's way bigger than here. Quite a few more small towns and cities. And I could interact with more people.
You could interact with more people?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, most of the time when I'm playing online games, it's just, like, in our area. So I would get to play with more people.
Hmm. And is there anything else about, like, do you act different when you go to different places?
Kind of, yeah. I had to kind of learn the people and, like, what they do here.
Say more about what does it take to learn the people?
Like, to kind of watch them, see how they act, and then act like that.
And do you kind of mimic that a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah? And is there something specific that you feel like you had to change about yourself?
Not really, no.
So you're still yourself, but maybe you're picking up some differences that you take on as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything specific that comes to mind, like something that you had to do?
Probably be not as crazy.
Not as crazy? You don't strike me as someone who's particularly crazy.
I am crazy.
How so?
Most of the time I have a ton of energy.
Okay.
Really?
Really.
You're just saving it right now.
Yes.
So after school, what does Crazy Sawyer look like?
Running around, tackling my brothers, playing with my animals, playing with my cats, wrestling with my dog, wrestling with my brothers, playing video games.
So we talked about Oregon a little bit and Texas a little bit. Can I ask you about, like, America?
America's great.
Why do you say that? What do you think when you say America's great?
I haven't really been out of the country, so I don't really know. But from what I've seen from stories from other people that have been out, it's a lot different. Like, the culture, the towns, the army, the all stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's the food, building, stuff like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys say the pledge in your class?
No, not anymore.
Not really anymore. Used to, not anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why.
It just went away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there something you remember about the pledge? Do you remember saying it? Do you wish it would come back?
I don't really wish it would come back, but I do know it.
Okay.
I really don't mind doing it.
Do you think you could try saying it for us?
Can't really remember.
Okay, that's okay. Is there something, like, what do you remember about it? What does it make you think of?
America.
Anything in particular?
Kind of on 9/11, how we lost a lot of people.
Yeah, okay. So it makes you think about a tragic event. And is that sad when you think about it? Is it difficult to think about that?
It tells me that we survived even after 9/11 and World War I, World War II, things like that.
Okay, so there's also...
still come back up even if we get pushed down.
Maybe I'll ask first for you just the same question we ask each of the kids, which is, can you tell us your name and what you do at the school?
My name is Becca Birch, and I am the vice principal at the elementary school, and I am also the avid district director for our whole district.
This is an odd question, so apologies in advance, but like when you're thinking about educating elementary school students here, is there a hope that they stay in Harney County, that they stay in Oregon, or are you agnostic about that? Like, what are the thoughts about that?
Well... I don't consider myself. I've been told that I am a transplant because I am not from Harney County. So prior to coming here, I would have never really thought about it. Didn't mean too much to me. You know, you are raised in a certain place. If you leave, you leave. If you come back, you come back. And after living here for a year and then leaving and then coming back, there's this sense of pride about Harney County that I can't quite describe and I don't quite understand it. But when students are in this school, and they say, oh, yeah, you know, I just want to keep living here forever. I want to have a job here. There's this sense of pride, and I feel like I definitely encourage that. And it's great to see that children are growing up in this environment, and they see the values that people have here and the work ethic that's developed, and they want to keep that here. And, yeah, it never meant that much to me before because I thought, you know, U.S., it's a big place. It's good. But Harney County, there's something about it where you try and leave, and it just keeps pulling you back. And
well, can I ask about the relationship between the pride and the sense of being a transplant?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Well, like, I moved out to Oregon from Chicago about 11 years ago. And I don't think I'd ever been in a place before where people said, I'm a fifth-generation Oregonian. Mm-hmm. And that felt like pride, and it also felt a little bit like, you're not from here.
Yes.
So I'm curious about... especially given that you both went away and came back and that you came here from somewhere else, how you see those things going together or not, the pride about being from here and the sense of who is or isn't from here.
Yeah. Our first year here, it was kind of hard to feel like I was established, but the people of Harney County, whether they're, you know, first generation or fifth, like you had mentioned, there is the sense that, well, hey, if you're going to come here and you're going to be upholding the values that we have here in Harney County, and you are going to, you know, be part of our community and involved and invested, they want you to stay. And after I left, I definitely felt that and I missed it. Mm-hmm. And then coming back, there is that pride of, yeah, I am from Harney County. And you know what? I am, like I said, transplant, brand new here. We don't have, you know, deep roots of lots of family, but those roots have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. So with our family, that's definitely what we're trying to establish. So maybe generations down the road, we can say, hey, guess what? We have been in Harney County for 5 generations.
You know, I'm just thinking of your role in the school, mm-hmm. and we're talking to all these young kids, too, about their perspective around this. And it just got me curious about, you know, thinking of them growing up here. And what are your hopes for these kids, you know, growing up in this school? How do you think about their futures? I hope that's not like too big of a question, but you know, it's like I've talked with so many educators, and they often think about that. They're often like feel like they're doing the groundwork to set these kids off in the right direction somehow. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I definitely. Well, I have a first grader here, and I have an incoming kindergartner. So when I think about the kids of this school, they're my kids too, and I think every educator feels like all the kids are their kids. Mm. So we do have the collective feeling that we want these kids to feel proud of where they come from and to have the values that are going to be able to help them be successful in life, no matter what they do. And going back to our mission and vision of our school, we want every child to feel embraced and educated and empowered to be who they are and to just walk in their purpose. And I feel like this school, with our the values we uphold and our family atmosphere, that's something that we really try and push for every single kid.
Thank you.
Thanks for talking with
us today. Yeah,
thank you.
You're listening to The Detour by Oregon Humanities. That was Becca Birch, Slater Elementary's vice principal. Now we'll hear from the folks from Highland Elementary School in Grants Pass. Here's Ripley from first grade.
I'm in first grade, and my name is Ripley.
Cool. This is a kind of a open first question, but are there ways that that Highland, your school, has like helped you think about being generous or helped you practice being generous?
No, when I got born, my mom was really nice, so I just got it from her.
That's pretty sweet.
Do you talk to your mom about kindness and being intentional about that?
No, but they know a lot about it.
What else do they know about it? Why is it important?
Because people in life, they have to have friends. Otherwise, they're just going to be lonely and sad.
Do you think about yourself as also someone who's from Oregon?
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
For me, I believe it means that you can become friends with people and that you know a lot about Oregon.
Are there a couple things about Oregon that you think, like, huh, this is Oregon?
There's a lot of greenery and there's a lot of houses and animals, so I would recognize if it's Oregon.
That makes a lot of sense. Can I ask you, do you at school or in your class, do you say the Pledge of Allegiance at all?
Yes.
Every day?
Yes.
When you say the pledge, do you think about the United States?
Yes.
So how would you describe the United States to people who don't know anything about that?
I would tell them that our first president was very good and that it's a good place to live.
Have you traveled outside of Oregon?
Yes.
Where have you gone?
I've gone to Catalina Island and there's another place, but I can't really remember its name.
Did it feel different than Oregon from home?
Yes.
How so?
Because when we were out there, it was like a desert land. But since we brought like video games and other stuff to keep us from so we don't get bored, we just had fun.
Here's Sawyer from fifth grade.
How much of Highland Elementary informs who you are?
I mean, quite a big bit. I've been here since kindergarten, so it's been a really great school, and it's been really good to me.
And what about Grants Pass? Does Grants Pass feel like it has a lot to do with who you are?
Yes, I was born in Washington and then moved to Texas, but I've been in Grants Pass for the majority of my life.
How does it feel like Grants Pass has shaped you so far?
I mean, it's a really great little spot, and it's kind of where you can get to know a lot of people here. And it's just been, like, it's been really great to be able to be here for the majority of my life, and I wouldn't really be anywhere else in Oregon.
Are there things that as, you know, an American or someone from the United States, like, what is it when you think of the whole U.S.? Is it other states? Is it the president? Is it, what kinds of things come up?
I think of the things that make the United States the United States, like greasy burgers and hot dogs and corn dogs and things like that.
I love that.
This feels important, so I want to make sure I got it right. You said greasy burgers.
Yep.
Corn dogs.
Yep.
Hot dogs.
Yep.
Anything you'd add to that list?
And really greasy pizza.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit more about school? Like, what are the things that you really like about being in school? Maybe there's something you don't like so much about being in school.
For starters, I love my teacher, Mrs. Jackson. She's really nice and really kind and really helpful. And my classroom, we call it the Zen Den. We're known for that in fifth grade. And it's really nice. It's just kind of like a second home to me.
That's amazing. That's unusual. So that's great to hear.
And since you just came off of some testing, can you tell us about that?
State testing is always a little stressful because it's state testing, but I think that I did pretty well, and being in this class definitely helped this year.
Is there something that you wish you could be doing in school that you aren't now?
Probably things like in middle school, like CTE, which is woodshop, career and technical education. So I wish that we had that in elementary school.
Anything else come to mind?
Just that.
So maybe in the fall you'll get a chance to do that?
Yeah.
When you move into sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you know how we were asking questions about Grants Pass, the state, the country. Do you say the pledge in the morning?
Yes, every day.
And do you say it out loud? Do you listen to it? How does that work?
We say it out loud as a class.
What's that like for you?
It just kind of, I feel like it binds us together as a class, as a school, and as a community.
You ever think about the words in there?
Sometimes. It definitely isn't the thing that makes the most sense to me, but I know that it's important to the U.S.
So that's interesting what you just said. Can you say a little more about that?
I just feel like it's one thing that all Americans have in common, that they know the pledge and that they live it, they breathe it, because we're Americans and we live in America.
So it sounds like you're saying the important thing is that everyone's saying it.
Yeah.
Huh. I like that way of thinking about it. Yeah.
Do you think people have the same understanding of what it means? Do they share that?
I mean, maybe. I feel like there are definitely a lot of different ways that you could think about it. And people, you know, they think about it in different ways. And it's not like everybody thinks the same way, because if they did, then the world wouldn't be as it is today. So
what are some of those differences in the way people think about it that you understand?
You could think about it as like you're being an American and you're living in America, or you could think about it as something you just say in school every morning.
Do you have questions in your head about either the pledge or the flag or the country? Are there questions that come to mind?
Like, how did the pledge form? Did somebody just make it up and then it caught on, or how did it come to be?
I should say I was not promising answers. I was curious to hear your question. That's a great question. My last question, if you were going to, like what you were just talking about, who wrote the pledge, what if you were going to, like, would it be crazy to have, like, a pledge of allegiance to Grants Pass?
No, I mean, it's specific, and it's Grants Pass. It's not just some place. It's Grants Pass specifically, so.
Anything you'd want to be sure is included in your pledge of allegiance to Grants Pass?
No, I want to make sure that it includes everybody in the community.
I have a final question for you, and that's just, you know, if you wanted to tell a story to help someone understand who you are, mm-hmm. what would you tell them?
I would tell them that I love school, that I play soccer, I've moved around quite a bit, specifically when I was younger, and that I'm happy to live in Grants Pass, which is where I am now, and that I'm happy that we moved here and that we've stayed here for 6 years, which is the majority of my life.
Here's Hanif, who, along with his twin, Hashni, is 5 years old. We spoke to their mom, Lakshmi, who we'll hear from a little later in this episode, too.
Can you start by telling us your name and how old you are?
I'm Hanif, and I'm 5.
You are 5. Have you been 5 for a while?
I was 4, then I turned 5.
That's a good sequence. How do you like being 5?
I'm so excited. I like being 5. I also like when I get bigger.
Why? What do you think is going to be there when you get bigger?
I will get the new car.
That's good. Yeah, that sounds good. Have you been in Grants Pass for all 5 years?
I moved from Pendleton to Grants Pass. It takes a long way.
That is a long way. I'm going to Pendleton next week, so I'm going the reverse order of you. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about when you think about Grants Pass? What's it like?
I like the ducks, and I also like the new park at Reinhardt Park. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us a couple of other things about yourself, like things that you like to do, things that you enjoy?
Races.
What kind of races?
Toy races.
Okay. And what else?
Playing hide and seek.
Classic game. Excellent game. Are you good at it?
I hide in great spots.
Okay, so you're hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're pretty good at playing the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some things that you like to do when you're in school?
Doing puzzles, playing with my friend Scotland and Elizabeth, and most important, Arya.
Why is Arya the most important?
She plays with me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Are you the same you when you're at school and when you're at home?
Yeah.
You had to think about it a little bit, though. What were you thinking about?
Myself.
When you think about yourself, what kinds of stuff do you think? Like, how would you describe yourself to someone who didn't know you?
Some of the people don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
I moved from Jacob, and Kurt moved from, he lives here. Then he moved to Roseburg. And we went to Portland to check me and my sister's eyes.
Do you think you would be a different person if you lived in Portland instead of Grants Pass?
There's a lot of Indians in Portland.
And would that change? Would that be different for you if you were with more people who are Indian?
No. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of both?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also know I know what country I born in.
Which country?
Washington.
About 5 years ago.
I think so.
So it seems like there's a lot of different places that go into who you are. Do you think India is a part of who you are?
My dad and mom born there.
And so that's part of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my dad and my mom.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah.
Here's Lakshmi, the mom of 5-year-olds Hanith and Hashni, who has some interesting things to say about talking to her kids about race and identity in a place where they look different from many of their friends, and what it means to belong to two or more places.
Your son made an observation when we were talking about Grants Pass and other places in Portland, and he said there are more Indians in Portland. And I was curious about, you know, that sort of aspect of his identity and how you think he might think about that or understand that.
He got like the color situation with the friend sometimes. So he asked us like why we have brown skin, and then we told that we both are from India. So, but he said like I born in Washington, but still you have Indian parents, and he said like okay. Then we told him that we read about the immigration books and the brown kids books like Anjali and all those books, and we tried to tell him that you born here and then your origin is from India, so you both belongs to both countries. So he proudly says sometimes like when if anybody asks him like why his color is brown or something, he says like I born in Washington, my parents are from India, so I'm Indian American. So now he's like why they're asking like that, and he don't know anything why they're asking, why they're saying like that. But after we are telling him and we are letting him know like all the things, he's like accepted it, and then he's like fine. Even if anybody is like kind of bullying him with the color and all the stuff, he's proudly say like, I'm special. We just say like, you say like, I'm special. He's like, I have two countries, India, America. I born in Washington and I'm special, he's saying now. So he's, when we went to last month, I think 2 weeks back, for their eye checkups, yearly eye checkups in OHSU, we went to the Indian grocery store as well. So he saw lots of Indian people over there. So maybe that's instant he has that more Indians in Portland.
Thank you for sure. There was something there that, mm-hmm. you know, that he was observing, and I wanted to ask you about that. And what about with Harshni? Does she have a similar experience, or thoughts around it?
She still is in kind of dilemma. Sometimes she accepted that, okay, but sometimes she wants, I want a little more fair. but she likes herself, and she's strong by herself, and she stand up for herself. And Miss Blanchard gives lots of resources and information about that if they feel like that way, and then what I need to do, and then what kind of books I need to read for them, all those stuff. But she's, most of the time she's accepting, but sometimes she likes the way her friends to be like. So
sure.
Yeah.
And talking to your kids about identity and heritage and race and skin color, and what's that like for you?
If kids don't know, I think. So all the kids are same, they don't know. If they get that question, maybe that is about the curious. If we are correcting them, if we are telling the right information, they will listen and then they will accept. If it comes from the parent side, I can't, you know, because only our emotions and feelings are in our control. So that's what I'm making my kids, like, you can't control or judge anybody's emotions. You have to be in charge of yourself. So you have to react in any kind of situations, be like confident and accept or move on, those kind of things I'm telling them. So kids, I think all the kids are same. So
big, big things to be talking about with kids that are 5 years old.
Yeah. So they have to survive in this in this world. So we are doing whatever we can with the help of all the teachers. Fortunately, I'm so nervous before finding a good preschools here, because they went to a very good school. Like, good school means like the teachers and everybody is like love them and accept them. It's a very good one. After like, I don't know any people here or anything, but we found a good teachers here, Miss Pars and Miss Mussard and Miss Blanchard. Three of them loves three of the teachers. So even the music school teachers, like, we found a good role models, like, because they are very good with them and guiding them. So I'm so happy with the education sector here.
So my name is Nevin Van Manen, and I'm the principal here. Been here 6 years. Been in this district for 25, coming up at the end of 25 years. So my whole career in education has been in Grants Pass. And so I didn't grow up here, but I bleed blue here, Grants Pass blue. So
can I ask, when you say that, what do you mean?
You know, in our town, in Grants Pass, you'll go to a lot of places. You'll see We Are GP. I don't know if anybody's talked to you about that today, but it's a logo. It's in our schools. It has trickled out to now our police cars have We Are GP on it. And it's just sort of a community identity of, this is Grants Pass. This is who we are. It started in the schools as kind of a way to come together. Originally, it was around early, like, behavior support, like PBIS was a big thing for a while, and it still is, but kind of a new whole district-wide idea of who are we as a collective school district, and it just kind of stuck. And so, you know, we go to admin meetings, and we always end with, we are GP, and you go to football games, you see We Are GP, and at Redwood, you'll see We Are GP Redwood, and We Are GP Allendale, and it's just kind of a community cry out around, so.
On that, you know, the slogan, We Are GP, mm-hmm. when I was talking to Annie before I came down, she was really talking about how the community has become more connected through the work that she feels like she's doing mm-hmm. and through the school. And mm-hmm. so does that feel like it's a way for people to feel like they're a community or connected to each other?
I think so. I mean, I think especially with the work she's doing, I think most people in our town, when they see We Are GP, they know what that is. They know what that means. They know, you know, that it's kind of starts in the schools, but it's kind of a community, you know. Grants Pass is, you know, it's Friday night lights. Like, if you want to be where you're supposed to be on Friday, you're at the football game.
What does being an Oregonian mean to you?
In our community, I think down here, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be political, but it, I feel like down here, the sense of being Oregonian is perhaps a little bit more dissonant than in other places in the state. Just, we have very strong tendencies towards like real independent thinking. You'll find people that are, you know, hey, we want to be part of Idaho, you know, or we want to be part of, you know, Northern California is a new state, leave Eugene and them to be, and the rest of us, in a sense of our, you know, our vote doesn't matter down here. I mean, I'm just saying, community-wise, it's out there. Like, well, doesn't matter what we do, because however Portland votes is how the state's going to go. So I think the sense of that down here is perhaps a little bit more sort of, if you ask a whole bunch of people, what does it mean to be an Oregonian down here, you'll get a fair amount of people that kind of tap into sort of the independent spirit of what it means to be an Oregonian, and hey, we got this, just leave us alone kind of thing. But in all that, I think there's a lot of pride in being from Oregon.
So let me bump it one level further out.
Keep bumping.
All right. So Grants Pass, Oregon, then there's the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like the kids here, the whole school says the pledge every morning.
We do.
So can I ask, what do you think about the pledge every morning, and how do you think about the country as a unit of association relative to, say, Oregon or Grants Pass?
What do I think about the pledge? Well, I think I think for us, it's an important piece of teaching our kids and reminding our adults and myself about the greater good parts of being an American, right? And because we have a lot of kids right now with 24-hour news cycles, and I don't care if it's Fox or MSNBC, mm-hmm. somebody's got this thing on and kids are hearing this, and kids can read bumper stickers, and some of them now are not always really kid appropriate, but, you know, I think our kids are kind of more aware of politics than they've. I don't care who was president. I just wanted to go out and play, right? You know, but I think it's just this constant bombardment of information. And some of it, I don't think, is a great reflection of what it means to be an American, quite honestly. So I think when we come back to that every morning, there's that piece. There's also the community piece. Mm-hmm. It's knowing that we collectively, as a school, as a district, because I know at least in our elementary schools, I think middle schools do, and I think the high school does, but I know that, like, we collectively do this every day. And I think we have a lot of people, myself included, that have been impacted by veterans and the service piece of what people have done for our country. And, you know, I think it's an important thing that we take that minute every day and just say, hey, this is part of being an American, and that's a good part of being an American.
I'm thinking about We Are GP and Pledge to the United States and how those two things go together.
Well, in our community, I would say in general, this is a very patriotic community. Now, how different people within the community want to interpret what it means to be an American, you're going to get as much of a spectrum as there is a spectrum of people, right? But I think, you know, we've got a Memorial Day weekend coming up, and for us, it's a big weekend-long festival, and there's, you know, there's rides at the park, and there's boat races, and we call it Boatnik, but the Memorial Day parade is kind of the highlight moment, and it is a Memorial Day parade. I mean, it's what it is. And
how do these feelings and how does it come to bear on Highland Elementary and on working with kindergartners or third graders?
Wow. I think for me, part of it is just knowing that that is a community value. Mm. You know, that is part of the community of Grants Pass. I don't know other communities. It may not be a value in wherever, right? But in our community, knowing that the majority of our families coming in are proud of this country and proud of the veterans who've served in their family. And if the flag goes up, you stand up for it and you take your cap off. And if you don't, somebody's going to nudge you and say, dude, you know, it's a pledge. Take your cap off. It's what you do, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of living in Grants Pass. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask sort of that similar question, just recognizing that, like you said, the kids are observing things. They're learning things about each other. They're reading, seeing bumper stickers, mm-hmm. and like there's an aspect of them, you know, how do you help them wrestle with some of these questions, mm-hmm. like with these varying opinions that their parents have, and think, yeah. you know, are you helping them think through what that means for them?
To the extent we can, you have to really draw lines about your own personal political beliefs, mm-hmm. in all of this, of course. But I think when it's appropriate to have conversations about with kids about listening to what other people are saying and just being able to listen to it and saying, like, for me, it's about teaching kids to say, it's okay if you believe that and it's okay if I don't. And to really honestly think an 8 or 9 year old really knows where they're at politically, mm-hmm. they don't. It's what they hear. It's what they've grown up with. Okay, that's the culture of their house. But every time we have a presidential election, there's always a little cleanup work we have to do on the playground where somebody's running around saying, you know, this guy's an idiot or that guy's an idiot or things that are less. No, we're not going to do that. It's okay for somebody to feel that way, believe that, and it's okay for you not to. And that's what we were talking about when we were coming in. It's like we have kind of lost the art of discourse in general. And so I'd love to think that some of what we're doing is trying to reteach kids to have conversations and listen and be okay just like agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. And yet where all of our modeling, quite honestly, is it's not okay. You know, it's not okay to agree to disagree. You better line up with somebody or, you know.
I maybe just have one more question, and I'm thinking about newcomers.
Okay.
Or perceived outsiders. As someone who moved to Oregon myself 11 years ago from a very different place, mm-hmm. and moved around a bit before that. How does that work? How does it work with something like We Are GP, where there's a strong sense of shared identity? And how can you build into that space for people that are new to it and coming in?
Like new students or just...
Students, staff, the school. How to work on that? Both the strong sense of shared purpose and identity and room for people that are coming in.
Yeah. Well, I would think... Maybe off to the side of that, and this is strictly philosophical on my part, but I do wonder sometimes if that can't have the inverse effect of feeling like a closed-off community, right? I think more we're a closed-off community perhaps because our housing prices mm-hmm. aren't welcoming to families. Mm-hmm. We don't have jobs that support our mm-hmm. our housing prices, right? Grants Pass is a pretty desirable community as far as, you know, our schools are strong. It's beautiful. You can ski, you can water ski, you can fish, you can hunt, you can, you know, be outside. You're an hour from the coast, you know. But I think we have eliminated our openness to, I don't know, outsiders, but people who want to come to our community just simply on the economics of, yeah, we'd love to live in Grants Pass. We can't afford whatever it is for... Mm-hmm. a basic house to raise my family in or find a job to support that. But having said that, I think there's just kind of also a natural draw when people come in like this. You'll hear like this community just felt like the right place for our family. I don't know where they get that from. What's the vibe that you picked up that you thought, nope, this is right for us? But a lot of times that's what we'll hear is like, we're here, we love it, this is where we want to be.
That was Nevin Van Manen, Highland Elementary's principal. You can find some photos of our time at Highland and Slater Elementaries in our show notes at oregonhumanities.org. The Detour is produced by Kieran Bond. Kyle Gilmer is our editor. Ben Waterhouse, Karina Brisky, and Alexandra Sylvester are assistant producers. Raphael Otto from the Children's Institute and I want to say a huge thank you to all the people we talked with at both schools and all the people who make these schools and communities what they are. Thanks to all of you for listening. See you next time.
Do you know any jokes? You got a joke in your head you could share with Raphael and me?
I need a joke right now. You got something?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow. Moo!
Oh.
He gotcha. He gotcha, Adam.
I should know that cow by now, but I forgot about that cow.